Omar Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Foods, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the culinary world. Today I'm chatting to Chris Brachet, who is the new owner of 4&20 and a chef who's back in South Africa after years of working on the yachts. Welcome to the show, Chris.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jenny.
It's so lovely to know that Cape Town's favorite restaurant is in such good hands. Tell us what's happening there at the moment.
Well, I mean, we've just taken over. It's our second month into it now, my wife and I. I'm after making a bold decision to come back to South Africa and set up our home in Cape Town. And, you know, we're keeping things as they were with 4&20. You know, it's got such a good reputation. We love Wynberg, and now we've moved into Constantia Eetzer.
Chris, I know that the restaurant is renowned for the best eggs Benedict in town. What's the secret to giving somebody a really delicious breakfast?
Absolutely, eggs spot on. You know, whichever way you like them cooked, they need to be absolutely perfect every time. The Hollandaise is also quite a signature dish. You know, we have different types and flavors, and we have a lot of fun with that. We've actually just put on a juicy Wagyu burger, but we actually do a take on a chipotle Hollandaise with your burger, and we've got these really nice fries. So, yeah, that's the best. The Hollandaise is definitely the secret.
Well, sounds really good. I think January is the time for eating lighter. You know, decadent December's behind us and something a little bit healthier. I often order your chicken katsu, and I love the fact that you can either have it as a sandwich or as a salad. But I need to know what is in that sauce. What makes that so yummy?
That's a secret. Oh. You'll probably have to ask Jody, our head chef, and she's a legend, and she's going to be on this journey with us. She's really dedicated to build a solid team there, which is really exciting. But in regards to the lighter dishes, I love Otolenghi style salads. That's my thing. Lots of vegetables. I know we have to cater for a lot of vegans and dietaries, but just keep it simple, keep it fresh, keep it light.
Definitely. And all those beautiful home bakes that you have in the restaurant. Tell us what's standout on the sweet menu.
Oof, scones, I reckon. Our vanilla scone is probably one of the best in Cape Town that you can have. Yeah, it's all our own homemade jams. We're making our own granolas, and we're going to expand our homemade deli section from 4&20. So we're going to have a lot more of our own products there. And we're talking to a couple of small little suppliers. We have some really nice cheeses that we want to come up from the West Coast. We want to put in our deli. We really want to work on that.
Sounds really good. And I have to say, the last time I was there, I had a savory scone. Tell me about that. There was a bit of caramelized onion and something else.
And bacon. Ooh, was there bacon?
Yes. Yeah,
very nice. Eh?
Very, very good.
I really want to start doing some milk tarts, and I want to do lemon meringue. I think we could change our little pastry counter up a little bit. So I love pastry, and pastry is a passion of mine. So I'm going to start working on that very soon.
So it's new and exciting times. We're going to keep an eye on you and definitely in for something sweet or something savory and light this month of January. What are you cooking at home at the moment?
Oh, my wife is very lucky. I introduced her to, have you ever heard of the cut of beef called picanha?
I have.
It's a Brazilian top cut, and that is my favorite cut of beef at the moment. So we chuck that on the braai. We just do some grilled vegetables, and Bianca does roast potatoes. We make a nice blue cheese mushroom sauce, or a hollandaise, or a béarnaise, or anything like that. That's what we're eating at the moment.
Sounds really good. So the next time you do that, I'm free that night.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Sounds good.
You've got an invite.
Thank you. Chris, thanks for sharing your inspiration with our listeners. It's a great place
to be.
Congrats on your purchase.
Cool. Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon.
That was Chris Brachet from 4&20. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Happy eating.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.